Yo, what's up, dude? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good. Good, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I love how I always got to pretend we weren't just talking for 10 minutes. Welcome to the Kellen's Petty Talk Show. This is like the first episode I think I've done in maybe 3 months. So
Wow.
this might actually be the longest break I've taken for this thing since I started it like 4 years ago. It's kind of
Well,
wild.
welcome back.
Yeah, I'm stoked to be back. Have you actually checked out any cool movies lately?
Dude, I'm such a house hermit. I think I'm trying to think of the last movie I went and saw was had to have been some like girly movie because I only ever go to movies with my wife. And so it ends up being something that like I kind of want to see, but it's more so like, yeah, let's just like go see something, you know? So I have a lot to catch up on, that's for damn sure.
She's definitely gonna drag you to see Challengers. I just came back from seeing that like 10 minutes ago.
Nice.
That's with Zendaya. It's like
Oh,
a
yeah.
love triangle, so she'll be dragging you to that one.
I think the last one I went to the theater and saw was Dune 2, and
Oh,
which was pretty rad. It
fucking
was pretty rad.
crazy. Dude, that scene where he's riding the worm is so cool.
So sick. You ever watch the original one?
Dude, hilarious you said that. Look at this. I got it right here. I rented it
Oh, yes.
from my local library. I've never
It's
seen it.
so brutally bad.
Yeah, I heard it sucks, but I'm here
It's
for it.
brutal.
It's
But
David
dude,
Lynch, right?
Sting's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sting's in it. I mean, come on. Are
He's
you
in
a,
it. He's
you
in
know?
it? Oh, I didn't know
Dude,
that.
Sting's in it.
What? Okay, so it's bad, but it's fun cheese.
100%.
Yeah, see, we love that. So how about any cool records? Have you been listening to anything new or old or anything good?
Dude, I've probably I just like found bands that have probably been around for a while, but this
Right.
EVR bands. I found this EVR band called Greyhaven that are fucking awesome. Very much like Every Time I Die 2000s-esque, like
Yeah, they're
super
sick.
cool. I've been super into that lately. Some other like weird, what was this? Trying to remember. It's like just like recently I've been like trying to find new bands because I'm like, yeah, just listen to the same shit all the time.
Same.
It's literally the same shit all the time. What's this other band? Post Prophet.
Okay.
They're pretty good. Definitely very big, like early 2000, like super vibe. Like, I mean, very melodic, but very
Post profit. Okay.
but I think they're all like in their early 20s.
Trying to think of the. There's a band I was checking out today that's newer, that you would like. It's hardcore. Oh, Bad Beat. Have you heard of them yet?
Bad Beat. Hell yeah.
The band's sick.
Hell yeah. I mean, of course, you know, the modern staples of hardcore, fucking Mind Force and, you know,
Yeah.
Gridiron and all those cool ass bands that are out.
Fuck, there's that other one too. There's a band that just put out a new like EP the other day. Oh, Life's Question?
Life's Question? Hell yeah.
That band's ridiculous.
There's a
So
lot of
good.
really good hardcore bands out right now.
Yeah, no, it's definitely great. Especially actually back home. I'm from Buffalo and our local scene back home has been ridiculous lately. Like Scott Vogel moved back there from like Buried Alive and Terror and stuff. So I think he's been like kind of like orchestrating like
Boosting the
a whole
scene.
new scene again. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking sweet. All right, let's see. So at what age did you learn to play drums and did your parents get you into it?
I started playing drums at 6 years old.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude. My mom tried to get me into baseball because both my brothers were into baseball and sports.
Yeah.
And she pulled me out when she realized I was literally just picking grass instead of actually
Yeah.
playing anything. I was stoked to bat, but otherwise, like, I just didn't give a shit at all.
What was your position like when you were on the field?
Outfield,
Yeah,
outfield.
same.
So it's just I was literally like doing this fucking dumb shit the whole time,
Yeah,
so I didn't
legitimate.
do anything. And then when I was 6 years old, I got introduced to drum corps. So where I live in Concord, there's the Concord Blue Devils, which are like one of the top like drum corps in the nation.
Yeah.
And I got introduced to them when I was like six and started playing a little bass drum here and there, and then I just stuck with it through high school and kept playing. You know what I mean?
Right. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that? That seems to be the hardest thing about learning drums is playing like kicking at the same time and with your hands. Like, I don't. That's what pulls me back from wanting to learn because I feel like I wouldn't be good at that.
Oh, dude, just the independence and dexterity of like getting all that together for sure. I had a really good teacher in middle school that this dude, Mr. Ernest, he was insane. Like, dude was actually a like classical trumpet player.
Yeah.
But he could play every instrument better than anybody in the class, which was amazing. And he like after school I would come and just sit down with him and he would try to teach me independence and help me with the independence factor. And like by the time I got into high school, I was on it, which was pretty awesome.
That's fucking sick. What kind of music were your parents playing, like in the car or around the house when you were growing up?
Oh, dude, like Boston, you know, oh yeah, dude, it was all like that kind of shit. Like, what was my mom's like favorite band at the time? Foreigner, I think, was her like favorite band at the time.
Sick.
like all that kind of shit. So like, which was funny because I never really got into it until I was like probably in my 20s, and I was like, oh, I kind of get it now. Like, this shit's kind of cool.
Right, yeah. Everyone has a phase of those kind of bands, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So how many years of hard practicing did it take for you to kind of become decent? Or did you, yeah, that was all I was gonna ask.
Years, my dude, years.
Like high school was kind of like the turning point a little bit.
High school was the turning point for drum set drumming because I pretty much just did like snare drumming for like drum corps and marching bands and shit like that through like middle school and into high school.
Right.
And then I started my first actual band in high school. And that was when I was like, oh, I should probably like get a drum set and like start like playing more than just a snare drum. And, like, but it was nice because I already had the technique for playing just from playing for so many years, even with just because when you march and you play at the same time, you have to have that independence through your feet and through your hands already. So it kind
Right.
of came naturally, which was really nice. But it took a lot of years of pissing my neighbors off and having cops called on me to really
Really?
get that right. Yeah.
Oh man, how many times did that happen? Quite a few.
Multitude of times. Yeah,
Really?
dude. Yeah.
You're playing like
Yeah,
all
we
hours of
even.
the night or something?
No, I mean, even just during the day, people just didn't expect it. Like, all like, it was a quiet ass neighborhood, and then all of a sudden, this kid just turned, you know, 13 years old. Yeah, this kid turns 13 and starts playing this heavy music in his garage, and they're like, "What the fuck's going on?"
Oh man, I love
Yeah, it
that.
was pretty awesome. Luckily, my family was super supportive about it, and so they're like, "Yeah, make as much noise as you want." Like, they never really complained. And
Did you have a
it was
basement or no? Because I know California is weird with basements.
nah, I just had a garage. Just set
Oh.
up in the garage and just played, no soundproofing or no nothing, just
Well, that explains
pissing everyone
it.
off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I had a drum set, but we had a basement. Yeah. So you could fucking wail
That's
on our
nice to
thing.
have. Yeah, it's nice to
Yeah.
have.
You'd hear it if you're outside, but just barely. Let's see. So when did you find punk and hardcore then? And what kind of bands got you started?
I probably started listening to punk, actually listening to punk. Fuck, I don't know. I mean, like, of course, like everybody else started listening to like MXPX, fucking Blink-182, like all those bands when I was in like middle school.
Right.
But like actual like punk and hardcore, probably like my freshman year of high school when I think the first record I discovered was AFI. I
Oh,
think
fuck yeah.
I think it was Art of Drowning was like when it first came out.
Yeah.
I was like, I was just blown away. I was like, what the fuck is this, dude?
So good.
And I was like, I have to start a punk band. And I just fucking went for it and just started, you know.
Were you into Sing the Sorrow when it came out, or were you like, what the fuck is this?
I was super into
Okay, cool.
it. I know a lot of people were kind of like, what the fuck is this, right? Like, I
I
remember
love it.
I was, dude, I was stoked on it.
Yeah.
I tried to ditch school to go pick it up on the day it came out. And my
Yeah.
mom wouldn't let me, so I somehow convinced her to go to. We used to have a place called Warehouse Music here, and I don't know if you guys had it there, but we had it here in Northern California.
Okay.
And she went and picked it up for me, like at 9 a.m. right when it opened up. Like brought it to school for me, so I could put it in my disc man and fucking listen to it. And
Dude, that
it
fucking
was,
rules.
yeah, I was super into it.
That's funny. I think the year after that came out, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge came out for My Chemical Romance, And that was a big deal for me because I remember I asked my aunt to get me that for Christmas and she wouldn't because it had the parental advisory sticker on it. And I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go buy it myself. And I went to Target and picked it up, and then I would like lug it to elementary school with me and just bring it with like my Walkman, just like you said.
Dude, fuck yeah. Yeah, I had a thing with my grandfather, which was funny because he did not like anything that said parental advisory on it. He was like, no, I'm not going to buy that for you. But I somehow convinced him, like once a month on a Friday, he would like take me to a record store and be like, pick out two records you want. I was like, sweet, dude. And he would just do that for me.
And
And
he
I
still
would,
wouldn't care about the sticker, he would.
he would, but
He
he
would.
would like not actually look at it. So he would just buy it and we'd get in the car and he'd be
Yeah,
like, wait a minute. What the fuck? You like, why'd you get it? I'm like, well, you already bought it. I don't know.
you just fucking like hit it with your thumb.
I think so. I think I was being a little sly shit, you know.
I love that shit. So what was your first concert?
Dude, you'll love this. My first concert was when I was in 6th grade, 7th grade, I think, and it was Godsmack.
Ah, no
Dude, it was
way.
Godsmack and Kiddy.
That's
Yeah,
hilarious.
it was pretty awesome. I'll never forget that.
I've seen them once, but that was a mad long time ago.
Such a terrible band, but at the
Yeah.
time I was like, fuck yeah, dude, like Godsmack, like,
That's
middle school, like barely understanding what I was actually listening to, and I'm like, okay.
hilarious. Speaking of despicable bands, did you see Creed is back?
Oh no, I did not.
Yeah,
Holy
they're
shit.
officially back and they just played like their first show. Pretty funny.
Oh, bummer.
Okay, you already answered the sports question. I actually had a question on that. That's hilarious. So you actually weren't the first drummer of This Time Next Year, but you came in, was it for the last album cycle, pretty much?
I did. I came in for the last album cycle. Yeah.
The
They
incredible record, Drop Out of Life.
thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I came in. They needed a drummer. I had a friend who was actually filling in for them on Warped right before that, and he couldn't do it anymore and hit me up and was like, hey, this band needs a drummer. You should like hit up Brad and try to, see if you can come try out. And me, I was already in bands doing shit around the Bay Area. I'm like, fuck, this is already like a touring band that has a label that can like put out records. I'm like, all right, I might as well like try, Went to a practice at Brad's mom's house, which was amazing. Fucking hit it off with everyone. It was awesome. We all got along super well and stuck with them for, I think we toured for the next like 5 years after that before everything kind of, dwindled out.
All right. Fuck. So how did like the audition itself go?
Dude, it was cool. I learned they just gave me the record before that, Roadmaps.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, learn like
All
five
the
these
songs.
five songs off. No, they gave me like five songs and they're like, learn these five songs. Like, we have a tour in like 2 weeks, so learn
Yeah.
these five songs. If you can learn them, then we will learn the rest afterwards. They didn't want to like fill me with all the songs from the tour.
Yeah.
But I'm such an auditory learner. Like, if you put a piece of paper in front of me, I'd be like, what the fuck? But if you play it for me, I'll play it back to you like that.
Yeah, no, for
So
sure.
I've always been that way, even when I was a kid. And so they gave me the record, and I, within like a week, learned all five songs, no problem. Went to Brad's house, practiced with them, and it was great day one, and we just kept going.
The fucking rules. So you weren't even a fan of the band then, were you? Did you know of them? Like
I
briefly
knew of them. I
before?
knew who they were. Yeah.
Okay.
I was friends with Jordan Brown from Set Your Goals before that. So we're
I
like,
see.
yeah, so and they all toured together, and so we kind of like knew the same people but didn't know each other kind of thing. It was, except for my homie that was drumming for them at the time, that kind of introduced me, so it kind of worked out. I remember we went to a party. The first show I played with them was at a it was at a house show in Concord with Transit,
Holy shit.
and yeah, it was fucking awesome. And I remember Will Levy was there, and I've known Will for years. And I was like, oh, yo, I'm playing with this band now. He's like, oh shit, that's cool. We're going on a tour with them like next week. It's like, holy shit, like this is awesome. It worked out really well.
Sick.
It was just like a West Coast tour we did, but it was fucking awesome. Yeah, I remember that.
Wow. And Drop Out of Life, man, that's really a record that stands the test of time and it truly just never gets old. But like how is your experience creating that one in the studio with Newfound Glory guitarist Chad Gilbert producing?
Oh, dude, that was an awesome experience. I mean, Chad is a super, super chill dude too. And we also
Yeah.
recorded with Paul Miner. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's down in LA too. Chad used to record like everything with him. All the like A Day to Remember records and stuff were recorded with him. Like
Oh, sick.
it was super cool, dude. The whole process was really awesome, actually. We, went down there for, I want to say it was 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It was like over 10 years ago. So I'm trying to like
Yeah.
recollect exactly like what it was, but
That's a pretty good cushion, though. 4 weeks. Shit.
it was pretty good. So we did pre-pro. We went to a studio that Newfound normally does pre-pro at.
Yeah.
And we did pre-pro for a week, I think, which was like brutal but amazing because it definitely needed to be done.
Yeah.
Some of that was pretty funny because like Dennis and I were sitting there trying to work out songs, then all of a sudden out of nowhere Chris Connolly walks in and like just starts like watching me and Dennis, just me and Dennis staring at us, and we're looking at each other like, what the fuck is this dude just like doing in here staring at us?
That sucks.
It sucked, but it was amazing at the same time. You know what I mean? It was just like, holy shit, this is weird. But the whole experience was really cool, man. Chad knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly what we were trying to get done.
Yeah.
It was a perfect like matching pair for that record.
Dude, I wish he produced more, 'cause like he did the fireworks record before working with you guys too. All I
He
Have to
did right
Offer.
before. Yeah.
Fucking classics.
Yeah.
So before you did like pre-pro then, did you have like at least little snippets of song ideas ready to go or not really?
We did. We recorded a couple of, so we spent like 3 months
Yeah.
at a rehearsal studio in Concord,
Okay.
just banging them out, just like going crazy. Like between Dennis, Pete, and Brad and Tony, like they were like bouncing ideas off of each other. And then of
Yeah.
course I just come in and throw the drums down because it's kind of like I can't play guitar, so I'm just like, fucking have no idea.
Yeah.
We spent like 3 months in a room, just straight up 8 hours a day, every fucking day, just going nuts on it and trying to like make the best songs we could. I mean, that's, and then we got to pre-pro with Chad and did the pre-pro, which really tightened everything up.
Yeah.
So it all came together really, really nice. Yeah.
Does he yell? Is he mean?
Does he help? No,
Just
actually, like
kidding.
not at all, really. Not that I remember, actually.
No,
He
I
was pretty chill the
know.
whole time. Like, even if, like, I mean, he was dialed in. I mean, he's recorded so many fucking records at this point that he knew exactly. Like, he had a board set up of exactly what we record on which days, where we're gonna do. Like, everything was very like to the T.
Right.
It was, yeah.
What do you think he brings to the table that makes the quality of the end product so solid?
Experience, honestly.
Yeah.
Dude has written so many songs in his life and knows that kind of music very, very well, especially
Yeah.
the kind of style that we were going for with like the TTNY stuff. Very, very NFG Green Day kind of like feel on that last
Right.
record. So
Yeah.
it's, yeah, he like I said, he knew exactly what we were trying to go for, and he was the perfect person for that, which was awesome.
He's the riff king too. Did he have any like riff ideas that made it like ended up on the record that were
Oh
his?
yeah, there's a lot of guitar riffs on that record that he did for sure. Like
That's cool.
all the guitar, mo most of the guitar, I'd say 90% of them were done by Dennis,
Yeah.
and then like the other 10% were like him just being like, "Hey, let me try this," and he would just fucking throw
That's
something down or like, "Cool, that sounded cool, man. Yeah, let's just leave it."
hilarious. I love
Like
that.
the screaming part that he did in, I can't remember what song it was on that record. There's like
Oh.
one scream on the record, but it's Chad screaming. He was like, "I should scream in this part." We're like, "Sure, man, why not? Just go for it." I
It's later on in the record, right?
honestly don't remember. I haven't
Yeah.
listened to that record in a while,
Yeah.
so I'm like, I'm not really
That's such
fucking
a
sure.
real thing too. Like just not being able to listen to your shit. And I feel like most bands probably can't because they listen to it obsessively during like the mixing process. And I've
Yeah,
li
that's
Yeah.
kind of part of it for sure. I mean,
Yeah.
I definitely listened to it a ton of times, and I love that record.
Oh,
It's
so
just,
good. Yeah.
I don't go and get in my car and like put it on and listen to it and drive down the road or anything, but
That's hilarious. Drop out of life is a perfect waker upper.
yes, sir.
So what really caused the end of that band? I feel like you guys were at the top of your game and you guys just kind of hung it up at the end. Do you wish it lasted a little longer?
I mean, I think it was just time, man. They had been touring for fucking ever, even before I joined.
Right.
And it was just like one of those things where everybody was just kind of doing their own thing. I mean, like, we were all still playing music together. We still play music together, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think we were just at that point where, like, people wanted to, you know, have a actual, like, make
Healthy
a
balance.
living, being able, yeah, being able to, like, live in their 30s and, like,
Yeah.
not, like, off $5 a day on, like, Taco Bell and pizza.
Yeah.
So, which is great when you're, like, you know, 21, but when you're, like, pushing 30, it gets a little more difficult.
So speaking of Taco Bell, you were telling me the other day about how much they've done for hardcore bands. So I guess elaborate that on that a little bit.
Dude, even before the whole, like, even before the whole fucking turnstile like thing that like happened like last year,
Yeah.
yeah, they've been doing like a feed the beat thing forever. I remember that Newfound tour that we did, the first Newfound tour we did, that was the full US, the Pop Punk's Not Dead tour.
Yeah.
They sponsored us and gave us, I can't remember how much they gave us. They gave us like, I want to say it was like $400 or $500 worth of like Taco Bell gift cards to
Holy
like live on.
shit.
So we like split it between all of us and just
Wow.
like, yeah, dude. And like, but at the time, like Taco Bell's didn't know how to use the gift cards.
Really?
So
What?
they all came in $5 increments. So they were like
Oh.
little $5 gift card. And we had like stacks of them and nobody knew how to use them for some reason. So like, I would say probably like 8 out of 10 times we would use them, they just wouldn't,
Declined.
no money, didn't decline. It would go through, but no money would come off the card. So they
Oh
would
my
just give us
God.
our food and we would still have the $5 card. And we're like, fuck, all right, like, cool.
So they weren't like gift
Yeah,
cards, they were like corporate gift cards.
exactly. So like they just had no idea how to redeem them. I even had at one point we sat down to eat, like we stayed in the restaurant. And we sat down and eat, and I had one of the employees come up to me and be like, "You stole from me. You need to give me your gift card." And I was like, "Oh shit!" Yeah, it
That's mad funny. Oh.
was pretty good.
What's your go-to Taco Bell order?
Holy fuck! I wish I still ate Taco Bell like that. I would.
Annihilate
I mean, dude, Taco Bell used to be my go-to for sure.
Really?
Probably. The spicy potato soft tacos were and are amazing.
Sounds good.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch. That
Ooh.
was the decadent, you know, real bad one to get, you know, get a couple of those and you feel like absolute dog shit the next day.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting next to you in the van.
Buddy, yeah.
Blasting one off.
it's pretty bad. Open those windows up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's I don't really eat too much Taco Bell anymore, so I'm like, fuck, what did I eat?
Right. It's hard to eat that shit these days. Fast food in general has gotten so expensive. You go to McDonald's and you're spending like $20 for three things.
Dude, you might as well go to a restaurant. Yeah, it's
Right? You might as well just eat decently healthy.
yeah.
Or just better food. Actually, speaking of, we should probably mention fucking Mecca is legendary up in the Bay Area.
Legendary. Fuck yeah.
Legendary. Probably the best burrito I've
Yes. Every time we record with Ben, we fucking go to Mecca. It's
had.
like it's part of the thing we have to do when we're
Yeah, it's like a ritual.
there.
It's like
Exactly.
now that you've had it, you just can't stop having it. There's nothing else
Yeah.
that you would rather have.
The best bean dip in the land.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the bean dip. Wow, I was just thinking about the burritos, but you're right. The bean dip is unbelievable. You should
Bean
dip your
dip's the way,
burrito right into it.
dude. Yeah.
So good. So what's your method for getting beats down? Is there like a specific process, or do you lay it all down once you get like guitar tracks to go off of?
but generally, I mean, whatever idea, whoever's sending me an idea of what they're playing, you know what I mean? I'll usually sit down and try to think of a basic. Just like rhythm and beat to go with it, like nothing crazy, nothing fancy, no fills, no frills, just go for
Right.
it. And then once I can hone in on that, like the feel of the song, because it's all about the feel of the song, right? So
Right.
once you can actually like feel that out and feel the transitions and the changes in the song, then you can start adding in little fills here and little like licks that help to accent things. But yeah, there's definitely like a process of like building on it.
Then you gotta add in all those good hooks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which helps. Like I'm definitely always been a fan of like trying to match drum parts to vocal parts. So
Yeah.
that's always been a thing for me. I don't know why. I don't know if everybody does that or not, but that's definitely something that's like in my mind, I love when I get a demo that have vocals on it because
Yeah.
I'll completely change my drum parts to like match those vocal parts.
Dude, I love what you did on Broken Like an Arrow.
Thank you, man.
That one definitely works for that with the vocals.
Yeah, we had all those vocals first because Pete and Dennis like demoed all those out beforehand too. So we're like sitting there listening to it over and over again, obsessing over it, and then like, all right, I'm gonna sit down and like practice these drum parts and like, oh yeah, there's this like vocal accent here and then another vocal accent, you know.
Right. Does
Yeah.
Pete do his like demos on GarageBand too or something else?
Yeah. Usually, I mean, usually the way we did all those was we just went to Dennis's house and sat down for a night and ordered some pizza and some beer and fucking just banged them out, you know what I mean? Put some
Yeah.
guitar tracks down, some shitty fake drums on Ableton,
That's
and then have Pete just rip a mic, just kind of go for it.
so fucking wild. Wow. Yeah, and that EP dude is so fucking good. I still listen to that.
Hell yeah, thank you, man.
Love it so much. So yeah, that's pretty much my next question. So flash forward over a decade later and you've got some semi-recent projects including Grayed Out and Resent, both having prior members of This Time Next Year. Like I said, the Grayed Out EP is pretty much what brought us all together. I'm a big fan of the EP and I once I realized that you guys were behind it, I had to reach out to Pete to get him on the podcast and talk about it. But whose idea was it to just bring everybody, like the whole gang, back together for some new stuff?
So, I mean, I would say probably Dennis's, but
Yeah.
we, for, I mean, I think after TTNY called it quits, we like didn't do anything for probably like, I want to say like 2 years, maybe 3 years. We like didn't do anything. And then one day we were all still hanging out, you know, still friends. And one day we were like, dude, let's just fucking start playing music again together. 'Cause like, why not? We all love playing music and it's just, we're bored as shit in our stupid jobs. So let's just, you know,
Yeah.
do it. So we kind of, me, Dennis, and Tony had played together writing. We've probably written, who knows, dude, 50 different songs over the last like 10 years
Oh,
that we
wow.
never put out. We never recorded them. We demoed some of them here and there, but we never really did anything. It was kind of just an excuse to like get away from home for a couple hours on a Thursday night and hang out and drink some beer and,
Yeah.
you know, like just kind of like get away.
Right.
And then we all kind of, I think one night a few years ago, Dennis and Pete were hanging out and they're like, why don't we just fucking do this? Let's just like write an EP and just go for it. Like, all right, cool. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
So it just kind of worked itself out.
Damn. So cool. And that was all with Ben, right? Yeah.
Was all with Ben.
And that's how I found Ben was through that EP. So cool.
Yeah.
Good dude, by the
Ben's the
way.
man.
We love
Hell
Ben.
yeah.
Yeah. So I know you guys only played a few shows, but will there be anything to expect in the future from Grayed Out?
I don't know, honestly. That's a good question. I mean, it's definitely not out of the question,
Yeah.
but when we started doing the Resent stuff, it
Yeah.
kind of took over because we were like trying to balance playing like pop punk shows and hardcore shows and like we're just like,
Right.
oh fuck, like we started having a lot of fun doing hardcore shows because we haven't done them since we were kids. And we're
Yeah.
like fuck, let's just keep doing that for a while. And then
Plus, you had a better turnout too with that, probably, right?
I mean, hardcore's always, you know, notoriously been easier to get a crowd. So
Yeah.
you think like something that's more like the mainstream sounding like pop punk would be able to get a bigger crowd. It doesn't.
Yeah.
So the hardcore stuff really kind of took off like pretty quick. So we're just having a whole lot of fun doing that.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably get back on that. Pete had a kid about a year ago, 2 years ago now. I think about a year ago.
Right.
And so that kind of like pumped the brakes a little bit, which is 100% understandable. If I had a
Yeah, for
kid, I'd be
sure.
like, yo, fuck you guys too. I'm gonna go deal with this.
Yeah.
But no,
Absolutely.
like I totally, yeah. But we've talked about it pretty recently, actually, about like maybe trying to get it like starting back up again.
Hell
Now
yeah.
that like. Now that the baby stuff's kind of like down, and, you know.
Yeah. That's cool. It's like, see ya. I'm going back on the road.
Fuck yeah.
All right, let's see. So Resent seemed to have a pretty good response. And you guys played up there, was it Oakland? Was that the
Yeah.
little deli spot?
Little deli, little steak old deli. Yeah, we played there quite a few times actually. Yeah, I mean shows there pop off, seems like pretty regularly. So it's a sweet spot for, I know they're struggling right now with some like city ordinance shit that was like happening. I guess a bunch of
Sucks.
people were like dumping their garbage in front of their venue, like just pulling up and dumping it there.
What?
Yeah, because it's in the middle of West Oakland, so they just like people are just like, yeah, fuck it, just dump their shit there.
That's so
And
whack.
the city came and like billed them like thousands of dollars for like cleanup for shit that's not even theirs. So like they're dealing with some bullshit right now for sure. But
That's
shout out
fucked
to
up.
Steak Old Deli. Hopefully they get all that shit taken care of.
Stay gold, pony boy. Fuck. Dude, and Pete, he's got a great voice for hardcore, which I really didn't expect. It's very different, but it hits.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But yeah, I mean, same question, but like, do you think we'll get some more Resent tunes in the works pretty soon?
I think so. I think it'll probably in within the next like 6 months to a year, we'll probably start getting shit back up and recording
Fuck
again.
yeah.
And yeah, I think so.
And that's probably a way faster recording process, right? Or is it not for like hardcore stuff?
I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, I guess so. You don't really have to focus on the like melodicness of the vocals as much as, you know, you do with like grayed out stuff. But we have a lot of fun, man. I mean, like I have a couple parts on those EPs that I scream on too, and it's like we just like literally go in and just have a bunch of, it's more of a party for us just to like hang out and have fun, write these songs, and it's like, and it comes out cool. I'm like, fuck
That's so sick. Wait, which ones do you scream on?
yeah. I don't ever fucking remember the name of the songs, but if any kind of deep screaming you hear on those like EPs or on the EP, whatever, on the two songs,
That's you.
is me. Yeah.
Okay. Fuck yeah. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it now.
Yeah.
That's the new one that was like three songs with four songs. Can't remember.
The new one,
The
I think it
newest
was
one.
three songs. I think the
Yeah.
newest one is three songs. I think I recorded on the second two.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. But yeah, for those that don't know, you actually played drums on my first songs for the Auden Court EP.
Yes.
Which thanks so much again, because that was so fucking awesome, and I appreciate you guys helping me get started here.
Yeah, my pleasure, brother.
But yeah, so hopefully we're gonna be doing some more soon.
Yeah, stoked on that.
Really looking forward to it. Yeah, that was my first like recording process ever. That was
Dude, you killed it.
my second time in a studio, I think ever, but first time like singing and stuff. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I mean, we were all pretty like blown away by like, holy shit, this dude's like never written like songs and recorded them before, and they came out awesome. Like what, like, was like, holy shit, like you're a natural at it, dude. He'll
No,
like these,
appreciate it.
yeah, these next songs will be sweet.
Yeah, that was cool because it was like such a good atmosphere there, and I was definitely like worried going into it. I'm like, I didn't know what to expect, but it was so chill,
Oh, dude.
and just I love his like whole like setup with like the movies and stuff. It was so cool.
Yeah, dude, watching VHSs the entire time you're recording, just it definitely makes, there's something about it that makes the whole feel almost feel like you're recording on analog the whole time.
Yeah,
It's
it's just like you're
pretty
hanging.
cool.
It's just a
Yeah.
hangout, massive hang. I love that. But yeah, I'm not sure if you collect records personally, but what's your favorite record store in the Bay?
There's a really cool spot in Oakland called 1234 Go Records. I'm trying to remember where it's at. Fuck, I can't remember where it's at. But it's right across the street from Oakland Guitars. I know that for sure.
Okay, sick.
But I can't remember which street it's on. But that's probably the one that like I've frequented the most around this area.
Okay.
There's also a cool spot in Walnut Creek too.
Up the creek.
Up the creek.
I've
Yeah.
been there once. Yeah, that
Yeah.
place is sick.
Yeah, that place is sick. Some like local fucking people own that one too, and like local skaters and like cool shit, dude.
Fuck yeah. Any notable van incidents or stolen goods happened through the course of your career?
That's an understatement. Stolen good, dude. I mean, I've had everything stolen from me besides like the current shit that I have. It's just, dude, if you don't have shit stolen from you, I don't know if you've been in a band. Like, it's,
love
It's
that.
fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I had like my garage fucking broken into and everything jacked, and like, I mean, that's
What?
happened like two or three times, dude.
Wow.
Fucking yeah. We I think it was like 2 weeks before leaving for the Pop Punk's Not Dead tour that we did with Newfound. We had our trailer, we were like rehearsing, and we were about to take our Mesa heads down to Mesa to get them like worked on. And we had our trailer out front Brad's house for a day. Like it was literally a night.
Yeah.
And somebody came at like 2 o'clock in the morning, fucking hitched our trailer and took off with it. And took
Holy
all of our
shit.
shit. Yeah, it took all
What?
of our shit like 2 weeks before tour. So
You
we had
found it. You
nothing,
found it,
dude.
right?
We found the trailer, nothing else.
Oh.
Nothing. All of our gear was gone. We had like probably 10 or 20 grand worth of like merch in there, gone. The bins were there, but all the merch was gone. Like, what the fuck are you gonna do with that much merch from a single band? You can't sell that shit on
Did you
eBay.
see any of it on eBay? Like anywhere?
No, dude, we never for years, I fucking scoured like Craigslist, every guitar center around. Like, I mean, like scoured, dude. Never
Holy
saw a single
fuck.
piece. Yeah. So
So
I don't know what
lazy.
happened to all that. Like someone just buried it and burned it or something, but like yeah, nothing. But
Wow.
luckily, like we had a lot of friends that were cool as shit. Like the Wonder Years helped us out a lot with like a lot of equipment that they had. They let us borrow, fucking Set Your Goals, let us borrow a lot of shit. So
Yeah.
it was pretty rad. And then SJC hit me up like right after that, and because they heard about what happened, they're like, "Yo, that shit sucks. Like, do you want a loaner kit? We can give you a loaner kit to take on tour." Just and I was like,
Yeah.
"Fuck yeah, man!" And they I actually still have that kit behind me. I kept it and ended up buying it from them.
Damn. Surprised they
Yeah.
didn't just fucking throw it in. They're just like, oh, it's yours now.
I mean, they pretty much did. It was like
Yeah,
dirt ass cheap that they like charged us, but it was like one of
that's
their.
so sick.
They didn't want to get rid of it because it was like one of their tour kits that they used to
Right.
like rent out to other bands. And I just
Yeah.
fell in love with it after that tour, and I was like, "Oh, I don't care. I'll buy it from you."
So would you say that's like your brand of choice at this point? SJC.
Yeah, I think I have like three SJC snares in that kit, and I've had a couple other ones too that I've like sold here and there. But
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see my rack of snares back here, but I have like 10 other ones that are just that I don't use that are just collected over the years.
I actually don't see you at all. I just say it says James's iPad.
What?
This
So
whole
this
time.
whole no way, this whole time? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. It's
Oh my God.
mad funny though.
Dude, you should have said something.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Some people don't like having
Dude,
the
no, I'm totally cool with it. This fucking
camera
thing.
That's really funny
This is
though.
how like technological like fucking stupid I am.
No worries though, because I don't even post like a video version really anyway. Oh, and now he's gone. Fuck.
This is how stupid I am that I just exited out of it. I literally don't know how to use this shit. It's wild.
You're fine, dude. The whole time, yeah, I was just like James's iPad.
Dude, so stupid.
I was like, oh, it must be camera shy. All right, let's see where
Nope,
we're at.
just stupid when it comes to technology.
Is that the bug spray on the top right?
No, I got rid of it. It's down here on
Oh.
the floor.
Got some like liquor bottles or something.
There's that up there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some of that. All right. Oh wait, yeah, so you were telling me the last time I was there, at the practice space that like you got locked out of there once.
Oh shit, dude, that happened when we were leaving for that Pop Punk's Not Dead tour. We got like
Yeah.
locked. Dude, the guy we were renting it from like never gave us a key, which was the dumbest shit ever. Like
Right.
for months we tried to get him to give us a key, and like wouldn't give us a key, but he was also like legitimately cracked out. Like
Oh,
dude
really?
was like, oh yeah, dude was just a straight crackhead.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and we basically called him. We're like, yo, like we're about to leave on tour. We're sitting out in our van, it's pouring down rain, and we're
Oh, man.
like we need to get our shit and like leave. And he's like, oh, like I'm in LA. I don't know what I can do for you. Like, what? Dude, like you knew we were leaving. You never gave us a key. You told us you were going to be here. You're like, oh shit, well, let me call my son and like see, like he might be able to go down there. Like, all right. We sat there for 2 hours and never got a phone call from this fool.
Right.
And Brad called him back and he screened our call. Called him again, screened our call. And I, dude, I don't know. These dude, the other dudes will tell you, like, when I lose it, I fucking lose it. And I was just like, I couldn't deal, dude. I ended up literally going up to the outside of the door and ripping the fucking door off the hinges. Like the I fucking like pulled open the security door and somehow broke the security door open, and then just straight up kicked the inside door in, and the whole fucking hinge came down. And it was open. We got our shit out and took out. And like about a month later, we're in the middle of a tour, and Brad gets an invoice in his email from this fool, like trying to charge us like $1,200 to fix the fucking the door frame and shit. And he just deleted the email and never responded.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Did he ever try to hunt you down after that? No,
Nah,
was
he's too much of a crackhead. He fucking
it?
after like after another month, he probably just completely forgot about it.
Damn, that's crazy. Not before Newfound Glory, too. That's the worst time, you
Dude,
know?
it was literally the day we were leaving for tour. It was yeah.
Fucking lose my mind.
I was like, there's no way we're gonna fucking miss this first show. I'm gonna break this fucking door.
That's so funny, dude. So what are some of the silly jobs that you had to do back when you toured and when you weren't on the road?
Oh, dude, I worked for pretty much the whole time. I mean, everybody else, I was lucky. Everybody else had to like jump jobs, like because nobody would like keep you hired when you're gone for 3 months at a time. You know what I mean? And but luckily, I had a job where I was working at a jewelry store, and they were just super chill, and they would like let me just go on tour and come back and work, and then go on tour and come back and work, and never really had a problem with it. Until one day they did have a problem with it. It took like a good like 5 years, and they were like, all right, like you either have to work here full time or like you can't work here. And I was like, all right, peace.
You're like, bye.
Yeah,
Do
like bye, not doing that.
you ever get any like uncut gems type of experiences working in there?
No, I just had a lot of people try to steal shit and watch people get tackled. And
Oh.
dude, back in the day, I mean, like, yeah, you can't really do that shit now. You'll get sued or get put in jail. But
Right.
back then, dude, like, we're an independent store. We had one store. It was just us.
Yeah.
And people would come in, like, you could tell. I mean, you could always look at body language, right? And tell when somebody's gonna like do some sketchy shit.
Right.
And someone would do some sketchy shit and fucking try to run off with like a fucking $10,000 solitaire. And like, but we always had like people placed like strategically in the store to watch. So they'd
Yeah.
try to run out not like realizing it, and they'd get fucking hammered like
Oh my God.
every time, dude. Like I even had my brother was there one time because he worked in the store, and
Oh, nice.
he was in normal plain clothes because he was just coming in to say hi. I think he went to the mall with his girlfriend just to like whatever shop. And
Right.
he came in to say hi, and it just so happened that this dude tried to steal a $20,000 ring from us and tried to
Oh.
run right past my brother, thinking that my brother was just some random patron that wasn't going to do anything.
Just
And he
trip him?
just fucking, dude, he slammed him into the wall and then took him and slammed him into the fucking concrete next to us. And
Oh.
I ran over there and put my fucking knee on his neck and waited for the cops to get there. The cops came and arrested him for grand theft. I was like, all right.
That fucking rules, dude.
Yeah, you can't do that shit no more.
Did you ever get in trouble for like letting somebody go or like for
We
you
never let
being
anybody go.
or I mean like did anybody get away and then they got mad at you for it?
No. I mean,
That's
like
good.
some people did get away. I mean, it happened. Like one dude actually came in with a gun one time, and
No way.
he came with a gun and like a bag strapped. He was all in black and had a bag strapped to the front of his jacket. And came in with
Holy
a crowbar and just fucking started smashing the cases and then just taking shit and throwing it in the bag. And then one of our coworkers, which is stupid, you shouldn't do this. Anybody ever, don't do this.
Yeah.
He came around the counter and went to go like in front of the guy, which
Yeah.
was already stupid. Like he already had a weapon in his hand. And the
Yeah.
dude reached his hand in the bag and pulled a gun out and was like, "Don't come any closer."
Yeah.
We're like, "All right, man, take whatever the fuck you want. Like
Yeah.
it's like we're not fucking with that. Like it's
Yeah.
not happening." But shit like that, or like one time my boss actually like ran out after somebody, and dude
Yeah.
got to his truck and hopped in his truck, but like the door was still open, so my boss started like socking the guy in the truck trying to get him to like drop the ring, and the dude threw it in reverse and gunned it and ended up breaking his truck door on my boss's shoulder and just like shattered his shoulder and ended up having to have like surgery
Oh,
on it and shit.
and that
It
guy
was
got
wild.
away? That dude got
Yeah, he
away?
got away.
Oh,
Yep.
fuck.
It was
Dude, that
wild. Yeah,
sucks.
don't rely on mall security or fucking footage, because they don't know shit, dude. I had my car stolen from there too, and they were like, "Oh, we have no idea."
Wait, that was a shopping mall jewelry store?
It was a shopping mall, yeah.
Oh, that's even more surprising. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that just like a sketchy mall, like bad area or something?
No, it was totally like it was like the best mall in the area back then.
Wow.
Just their fucking security. I mean, the security was great. Like they would come and help us when things happen, but
Yeah.
like their cameras and shit outside were directly connected to the police department.
Right.
And the police department at the time didn't want to have anything to do with it. So like you'd call them and
Yeah.
ask them like, "Hey, can we get the security footage?" Like, "Yeah, we'll have a detective call you next week," and just never get a phone call.
Yeah.
Like it happened
Sorry,
all the time.
we weren't actually recording. We forgot to press record.
Right, it would happen all the time. It was fucking terrible.
That's so whack. Have you ever gotten absolutely annihilated in a mosh pit?
Oh shit. Not really, man. I mean, I've always been a big guy, so it's kind of
Yeah.
like I've been the dude to like stand there and be like, "Get the fuck off me!" when somebody's trying to like hit me hella hard. I've definitely like, for sure, like while I'm moshing, have somebody like try to knock me down because they can see I'm the big guy in the crowd, and I'm just like, "Nah, brother, not gonna. That's not gonna fucking happen." Like, you know, just.
I love that, dude. You're probably the dude picking people up and putting them up.
Yeah, a lot of times for sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
or protecting the little friends of mine that are around that don't want to get smashed, you know,
Right.
shit like that.
Now you always need somebody there. Have you ever gotten injured while performing?
I've gotten sick while performing, like puking on stage.
What? From what, drinking or
Yeah,
something?
no, just being sick, dude. When we went to Australia in like 2012, 2011, 2012, we had like an incident where every single one of us got sick one day after the other, but it was only like a 24-hour sickness. So like I got sick first
Oh my
and
God.
I was literally puking in a bucket while like we were playing. Like between songs, I would just puke in a bucket and come back. And I was like, "I mean, what the fuck else are you gonna do?" You know what I mean? And like the next day, Brad got hella sick. We ended up having to like bring a doctor in, like an on-call doctor. And then like
Oh
every,
my
and Tony
God.
got it. It was just day after day after day. It was fucking terrible.
What was it like,
The
food
tour was
poisoning?
awesome, but no, it was just some, I don't know, dude. We like caught something. It couldn't have been food poisoning because we got it. It wasn't like,
Yeah.
I think Dennis got it last, and that was like 5 days later, so it couldn't have been the same food. You know what I mean? So it's,
Right.
I don't even really know what it was. It was super weird.
Dude.
But I definitely broke my finger once 5 minutes before a show, which was
Oh,
not fun. And
shit.
that was because I was drinking. That was a bad idea. I was setting up my kit and put my snare on the snare stand, like standing up, and then went to go sit down on my throne, and I sat on the corner of it, so the whole thing came out from under me. And
No way.
I tried to brace my hand on the floor, and it just fucking cracked my finger.
Oh, snap.
I
Dude, that sucks.
mean, you just tape that shit up and keep going, and you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's so fucked up. So what's your advice to kids starting bands these days? Like, what would you recommend they do to become successful in the punk and hardcore scenes?
To just play. Just play
Yeah.
as much as you can. Take on pretty much any shows you can take on. Get in front of as many people as you can get in front of. Like, don't be picky. I mean, eventually you're gonna have to be picky, but if you're just starting
Right.
out, dude, just play. Like,
Yeah.
it's if you have the means and you're young enough to where you don't have to worry about like financial bullshit, just play as much as you can.
Right. Plus
Keep writing, keep playing.
house shows go off.
Dude, house shows go off almost every time. Yeah, people
Yeah.
love parties.
That's like, what's your thing? What's your favorite thing about living in the Bay Area?
The Bay Area is beautiful, man. I mean, that's it's scenery wise, weather wise, there's not a better place in the world for weather. That's for sure. Like,
Yeah.
it's absolutely beautiful for weather. The culture in certain areas is really fucking cool too. Like the Berkeley culture of just like, you know, good, like healthy food and nice places to like ride your bike and hike and, you know, that shit's really cool.
Any good hikes up there that you'd recommend?
Dude, Muir Woods.
Ooh, I've
Next
heard of
time you
that.
come, go to Muir Woods. There's some really, really cool hikes up in Muir Woods. Right down the street from me, there's a Mount Diablo State Park.
Yeah.
It's a big ass mountain.
Been there once.
Beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. If you get up all the way to the Mount Diablo Falls, you can actually
Ooh.
circle like five different falls. And then when you come out of it, it comes out to just a giant opening in the mountains. You can't see any homes, any people. It's just fucking nature.
Oh, I
And
love that.
that's a really nice hike. Yeah.
Yeah, I love hiking. Yeah, I know I got that one day off of the studio. I might have to do that.
Dude, there you go. Yeah.
That sounds fun. So what do you have left to accomplish? Do you have any goals for the rest of this year or future years to come?
Like I said, I've just become such a fucking house bum that like I'm just like I don't know, man. I'm just, living here with my wife and trying to make the most of being a 36-year-old fucking asshole that doesn't really do a whole lot anymore. No, I mean, I play more music, write more songs. That's
Right.
always kind of the thing for me. No matter how old I get, I'm always trying to play music.
Yeah, that's sick. Well, we've reached the final fucking speed round where I ask a bunch of bullshit questions and you give me your best answer. So, grape jelly or strawberry jelly?
Strawberry all day.
Fuck yeah. Something that you got detention for in high school.
I was a pretty good boy in high school. Something I got detention for. I wasn't that good. I definitely got detention for coming to my World Civ class drunk. That was not bad, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Tell we were just talking about this. Tell me about a time you shit your pants in public.
Oh my God. I'm not sure it was in public, but one time in high school, I thought I was really cool wearing like a brand new hidden in plain view hoodie that I fucking bought. And I was like walking into school and it was raining. And I slipped in a puddle of mud right into the mud puddle of mud and I shit myself. And it was, I like instantaneously just went home. I was like, no, fuck this day. I just went home, did nothing else.
Yeah, but people wouldn't be able to tell that you shit yourself if you fell in a puddle of mud, right?
Correct. I was very happy about that part. Yeah.
That's the great part of it. Fuck, that's hilarious. What's your favorite hardcore record?
Ooh.
The Hatebreed one, isn't
Oh yeah.
it?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, that's a
Desire.
hard one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Underrated hardcore band.
Underrated hardcore band. I mean, I know they're pretty big, but I'd say Terror is pretty underrated for what they are.
Yeah, totally. All-time favorite band.
AFI, for sure.
Really? Damn, so you and Dennis are big AFI fans.
For sure. That's like one of the first things we like bro down on for sure.
I'm surprised you didn't come down for that Sing the Sorrow show that was last March, where they played the whole
I think I
record.
was gone. I wanted to. I think I was out of town.
Yeah. People were so pissed when that ended. People were freaking out because they didn't play any encores.
Yeah, that's pretty lame. That's
Yeah.
weird. They just played the record all the way through and didn't do anything else. That's pretty weird.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't mad. I was there for the record, but I could see why. I was hoping they'd play at least like The Boy That Destroyed the World, 'cause that's what got me into
Right,
them.
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, play a 5-song EP that takes you fucking 10 minutes. Why not?
Yeah. I remember Jawbreaker opened, and that definitely wasn't the best set I've seen of them. But AFI definitely blew them out of the water that night. They were great. Actually,
Area represent.
I just got a fucking ticket to see Davey play Ramon songs again. Yeah, like Ramon's ex.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So sick. It's only like the third time he's done that. It's gonna be fun. Okay, you already sort of answered this, but best drum brand?
I mean, I fucking back SJC super hard, especially how well they've treated me over the years. But
Yeah.
if it, I've always said this, if it wasn't an SJC kit, it would be a Ludwig or DW kit all day.
Yeah. What's the most sticks you broke in a single set?
Holy shit. Probably 5+. Like
Wow.
I hit really hard. Yeah, I hit
That's
really hard.
amazing. One time I brought my friend to the Guitar Center in Hollywood here, like probably 6 years ago, and he broke like three pairs of sticks in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes you just get shitty sticks too.
Yeah, true.
It
Yeah.
just
He was wailing on it
happens.
though. He was definitely
Yeah.
wailing on it, doing
Oh,
fucking like blast beats in the middle of the Guitar Center.
there you go. Yeah.
Love it. Favorite restaurant in the Bay?
Outside of Mecca.
Yeah. And
That's
it
a good
doesn't have to be
question.
like rich person food. It just like what hits like Mecca.
Totally different style of food, but the dead fish in Crockett.
What's that?
Probably it's more, I mean, it's fish, right? It's more
Yeah.
like fish, like fish dishes. Like it's a little fancier, but it's not like super expensive. But I usually, that's like my go-to for like, hey, I want to go to like a nice dinner, like, you know,
Yeah. Do you like fish sticks?
fish. Love them.
Remember that?
Oh yeah.
South Park. So classic.
South Park, the best to ever do it.
Truly. Let's see, where was I? One second. Oh. What's something that made you laugh until you cried?
Shit, that happens like daily.
Yeah.
Something made me laugh until I cried. Probably when I shit myself.
You're just sitting there in the puddle fucking laughing your ass off.
Like a specific moment. That's a hard one to think about.
Maybe something within the band or something. What's something that like happened that you guys just totally lost your minds over?
Oh, dude. I definitely wrote down a couple like funny moments. It's just like, holy shit.
Those are the best moments. They never happen, but whenever they happen, they happen. Talking
Oh,
like you were in pain laughing.
dude. So we were in. I remember this. We fucking got to like a little Motel 6 kind of deal in El Paso, Texas, at like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning,
Okay.
and we're all like asleep in the van, and Brad had to get out and like go inside and try to convince this hotel to like take cash to like give us, you know, a room.
Yeah.
And we, as Brad's going up there, we see these two hookers walking up to Brad at 2 o'clock in the morning. And like that, it was like the sketchiest like thing we've ever seen, because it was like they were like surrounding him and like
Yeah.
wouldn't leave him alone. And we're all in the van just fucking cracking up. And we and he comes back to the van all freaked out. He's like, go around the corner, let's just get to this room. We
Oh
fucking
my
go up to the
God.
room. The room's like newly painted white, where you can smell it like they just painted it that day. I was like, yo, who got murdered in this room last night? It was just like awful. I walk outside to have a cigarette when I smoke cigarettes, and I see those two hookers in the corner of the building squatting on buckets, pissing over buckets. And
Oh,
I'm outside at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't help myself but to just fucking laugh so hard. And they both looked up at me and just stared at me like, fuck you, dude. And
no.
I couldn't help myself. It was the funniest shit I had like ever seen.
Were the hookers like a couple of hotties? Were they bad or were they kind
They were fucking disgusting.
of
It was,
nasty?
which made it that much funnier. It was just so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, you don't get the good ones at Motel 6, that's for sure.
Not at 3 o'clock in the
Where
morning at Motel 6, no.
was that at, you said? In like
El
Michigan?
Paso, Texas.
El Paso, okay.
Yeah, right on border town.
Dude, great Mexican
Yeah.
there though.
Great
Super good.
Mexican food. I mean, fuck, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. I don't know why I was under the assumption. I've been there once and I was under the assumption like that would be like a super dangerous city, but it's not. It's like the complete
I mean,
opposite.
I mean, we played great shows there. We
Yeah.
did a house show in El Paso. That was probably one of the coolest shows of that like little tour we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great city, honestly.
No, I loved it. Yeah, it was sweet. Albuquerque's cool too. I don't know if you played shows there.
Albuquerque's cool as shit. Yeah.
Cool as fuck.
Besides the scorpion that fucking walked by my head while I was trying to sleep. But, you
What?
know. Oh yeah, that shit definitely happens.
No way.
Yeah, I definitely woke up to a little scorpion fucking by my head just walking by. I was like, oh shit,
Like in the
okay,
van
well.
or where were you at?
No, we're sleeping on like a homie's floor.
Oh, they just come into
We had
houses?
a homie that lived. Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, it's like bugs. They can get in every once in a while.
No
Yeah.
way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude.
I thought
Yeah.
they'd be like in the desert.
I
That's
mean,
so weird.
the house we were staying in was like in the middle of the fucking hills in the desert. And it was
Wow.
like, yeah, one of them got in or something. But it was, yeah, it freaked me out because it was like right next to my head while I was sleeping.
Wow, that's scary as fuck. One time, have you ever been to Disney World?
Yeah. No, not Disney World.
Not Disney World.
We went there, we played there once, and they wouldn't let us in for free, so we didn't go.
Really? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, there was a time in like the early 2000s when Fear Factor was fucking huge, and they had a Fear Factor like thing, like experience at Disney World, like at the Hollywood Studios Park, and we signed my mom up for it, and they had like this fucking torture wheel of like rats, like spiders, and all these different things on this wheel, and they were like telling her about it, and she was like, "Fuck that, I'm not doing it," because they had snakes on there.
Oh shit.
And they were like, all right, well, if it lands on snakes, we won't do it. Because the whole idea was like they had to put whatever it lands on had to go on your head. And like multiple of whatever it was. And they were like, all right, we won't put it on snakes. And it fucking lands on scorpions. She got
Oh
like
my God,
six of
dude.
those things on her head for like a whole minute. They put her head in
Oh
like one
my
of those
God.
cages that they would lock your head in.
Dude.
Yeah.
I remember that fucking show. Oh my God,
Did
dude.
I miss it? I
The
want to
worst shit.
revisit it.
At least she didn't have to eat like a pig's dick or something,
Yeah,
you
like a
know?
cow dick.
Like some fucking terrible shit.
Dude, I remember that episode. That was a good one.
Oh my
They're
God,
all
dude.
throwing up and just gagging the whole time.
Fear
Dude, that was
is not a
such a
factor for me, Joe
dangerous show.
Rogan.
Yeah, right? Dude, he hated doing that show, apparently. Said
Him
it was
famous.
grueling. Yeah. I mean, that's the first thing that made him famous, at least. Do you like his podcast?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I don't listen to it all the time, but like every
Yeah.
once in a while when he has like a comedian that I like on or some like
Yeah.
weird space shit and I'm like, cool, aliens. Yeah, let's fucking listen to this alien
Right.
shit. But like, yeah, on a normal basis, you know, I feel like it's the same shit over and over again, so I just don't really like listen to it all
Yeah.
the time.
Now I'm the same. I kind of like pick around with the guests. But sometimes he gets like a lunatic on there and I like hearing them talk. Just
Yeah,
rant.
it's pretty funny. Yeah. Did you see the God, I can't remember the name of the dude. I watched one of the episodes maybe a month or two ago.
Which
And
one?
dude, I can't remember. Fuck. Let me look this up real quick, because
Yeah, that's fine.
the dude that was on his podcast was like he got released from prison after like 30 years of like being in prison, and he was like on his podcast with like the dude that got him out of jail.
Oh,
And then
wow.
like a couple weeks later he got arrested and they found fucking body parts in his refrigerator in his house, like a severed head and shit he was eating. Yeah,
Wait, 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 wait. Wait. So Joe Rogan has this guy on the episode, and then that happened?
yes, and like a month later that happened. Yeah,
Did he talk about it again? He must have.
No, I never heard him say anything.
Holy fuck.
Let me look this up real quick.
What?
So wild.
That is so crazy. Holy shit. Wow. There's actually, you know, do you ever watch Kill Tony? Like, you know, Tony Hinchcliffe?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, they had some girl. There was some like 65-year-old lady, 67 years old, that was on Kill Tony like a couple months back, and she does her whole set. She does decent. It was her first time doing stand up, and then they're doing that thing where they just talk to her for like 20 minutes afterwards, and it kept going, and then they're like, "All right, well, tell us something interesting about you," and then she goes on this whole spiel about how she fucking stormed the Capitol.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. We've had her on like two or three times.
Yeah, but then she got caught.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, no. Somebody like snitched on her because it was all over the internet. She's like admitting fully that she was there and that
you're
on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. So they pulled her name out like two or three times too.
Oh yeah. And, like, they brought her back.
I've heard her talking about it. Dude, that shit is so ridiculous.
I don't know how long this she's dude, been killed.
The dude's name was Sheldon Johnson.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna look this up. Sheldon Johnson.
Yeah, it was like an at risk youth like Queens Defender thing.
Is it this black guy or the white guy?
So it was the black guy. So the white guy was his defense attorney.
Josh Dubin. Then,
yeah.
Okay.
And then the other guy. They found you can watch the police body cam footage of him arresting him, and they like found like severed heads and shit in his like apartment.
What?
And like he
and this is after dude. This episode this was
yeah it
like,
was like a month it was like a month after or something like that
because
yeah.
This is February 1st. Holy fuck, dude. What? Sheldon Johnson, get out, dude.
Yeah, Sheldon Johnson, Joe Rogan podcast guest, arrested for body parts found in an apartment.
Oh my god. Indicted for murder.
I'm in his freezer.
In the Bronx.
Dude was a straight serial killer that like ate people. And like I wonder like how fucking freaked out Joe Rogan was after that happened. Like, yo, I had this guy on my podcast a month ago.
Oh my god. Wait, so why was he even on the podcast? Just because he was in jail?
Yeah, he went to prison when he was like early 20s for some like dumb shit that they put him in prison for, and they kept him there for like 30 years, but like
for good reason,
obviously for good reason. Yeah, like probably should have kept him for another 30. Like, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, so he just got out and then pulled off all
just
that
got
shit.
Out, dude. Yeah, he said like I think when he went on the Joe Rogan show, he had only been out for like 6 months or 8 months or something like that.
Wow.
So yeah, like right away he was like, "Yeah, I'm out of prison. What's my first meal? Human heads?" Yeah, all right.
So here's a question. Do we know if he pulled that shit off after the Rogan episode, or was it already done?
That I don't know, but I would assume that shit was already happening when the episode came out, dude. I would assume at least. At least my brain wants to assume.
That's so crazy. Hey, I just killed a bunch of people. Let's go podcast.
Pretty wild, dude. Just like straight face, no care, like psychopath shit.
That's so crazy. There's like wild people out there in the world. There's always somebody planning like an attack, or somebody that's just like insane planning shit. That's so creepy, dude.
People are weirder than we give them credit for.
Yeah. And I bet being like on tour, like you see a lot of weird shit.
Yeah, you definitely see some weirdos, yeah.
Yeah, especially going from state to state, you definitely see some shit. All right. I actually have a funny question that kind of relates to that. I'll just skip to it. If you were a serial killer, what would be your weapon of choice?
Oh, fuck. The candlestick in the bedroom with... I don't fucking know, man. What would be my weapon of choice if I was a serial killer? I don't even know, dude. I've never really thought about that.
A sharpened bizarre. Drumstick.
A sharpened drumstick, yeah, that'd work. I'll just fucking whittle a drumstick down. I just like attach a bag to it so it collects all the blood that comes out. Just, you know, tie it up and throw it somewhere else. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good answer. All right. Favorite Newfound Glory song?
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good fucking question. So my favorite record of theirs, which is gonna be a hot take, is Coming Home. I know most
Oh,
people
I
just
love that
shit
one.
on that record when it came out,
Oxygen's a
but
great song.
Oxygen's one of my favorite songs of theirs, dude.
Yeah.
It's one of those teary-eyed songs that you're like, damn, this is a good ass song.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Love that riff too.
Yeah, dude. So good. That whole record, like I remember at the time people were like shitting on that record. I just didn't understand it. I'm like, if you remix this record and make it sound like Sticks and Stones, it would be the biggest record they ever put out.
Yeah. Hold Your Hand or It's Not Your Fault. Those are all on there, right?
Yeah, those are on there.
Yeah, that's a great record. I love it. I'm excited for their Catalyst tour, the 20-year anniversary.
Yeah, dude. I'm
That's gonna
definitely
be
gonna try
fun.
to go to that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's see here. Scariest movie you've ever seen?
Ooh, that's a hard one because I don't really get scared from movies, dude. Like I've
Yeah.
seen, I love scary movies. Like if there's a scary movie out, I will fucking watch it.
Yeah, of course.
But I just don't. Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, they scared me. But like as an adult, I
Yeah.
think after the age of like 15, I was just like, yeah, this is kind of lame. Yeah, this is kind of
Yeah.
lame. Like modern shit that scared me probably more than anything.
Hereditary.
I was gonna say Hereditary, but even that, I was like, damn, I'm like on the edge of my seat, but I wasn't really scared. You know what I
Okay.
mean?
Yeah.
That really is a hard one because I haven't really. I don't
Yeah.
really come across a lot of those Jordan Peele movies are pretty fucking freaky.
Really? Get Out was
Yeah,
great.
those like Get Out was freaky as fuck.
I wasn't big on the
But
other two though. I like Us, I just thought sucked. And Nope, I was like kind of in the middle on. Like had
I
some
thought
cool
Us was
stuff.
pretty cool. I thought it was cheesy in certain parts for sure.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good for what it was.
I love Get Out though. Get Out was fantastic.
Get Out was the shit, dude. Like when you fucking
The first time was crazy. Yeah.
First time was crazy, dude. Yeah.
But it's kind of like Hereditary in the sense that every time you go back and watch it, you see stuff you didn't see before. Because they're both like riddled with like so many Easter eggs.
Yeah, totally.
And I love that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Remember It scared the shit out of me when I was a kid, for sure.
The
The original It.
Tim Curry
The
one,
Tim
yeah.
Curry scared the shit out of me. And then when I was like 14, I was like, I gotta watch it again. I came back and watched it. I was like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in
Definitely hits different as an adult.
my life.
It's like weird because they must not have had a huge budget for that, you know? But
Looks
it is
super low
good.
budget.
But yeah, it's yeah, like they fucked up the spider and shit at the
Dude, oh my God.
end.
Thank God
Yeah.
for CGI. That shit sucked.
The first part was way better, I think, than the second one. That's why.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely way better. Except I love the when they're in like the library and the balloons start falling down and like they break with the blood.
Dude, that's like,
That's
dude, I
so
remember
good.
I walked, I like, my parents told me to like not be in the house when they watched the movie when it first came out and they rented it from Blockbuster. And
Yeah.
I was out playing with my friends and I was like, I want to see what the fuck they're watching.
Yeah.
And I came back inside right at the scene where he grabs the kid arm and fucking bites his arm off. And it was like, I was like peeking over the couch, like watching this. And I
Oh my God.
screamed and fucking ran out of the house. And like from that day forward, like if I walked by a circus, I was like, fuck you. I can't go there. I can't do this. I was like,
Wow. Damn, so your parents are into horror. That's kind of cool.
dude, I watched a lot of really bad rated R movies as a kid.
Wow. I mean,
Yeah,
I did
they
too.
were into that shit.
I dragged my dad to everything. Like every perverted, like fucking terrible comedy you could bring your kid to, I made him bring me
Fuck
to. And all the worst horror movies. I tell this story a lot, but it's really funny. There was the remake of Last House on the Left, and
Ooh.
he brought me and a bunch of friends. We were like We might have been in high school. I think I might have been middle school, actually. Yeah, we were like 12 or 13 or something. 13. And he brings us this movie, and the lady at the box office is like, "Oh, are you sure you want to bring these kids to this movie? It's rated R." And he's like, "Yeah, it's all right. I'm bringing them." And she took it one step further. She was like, "Are you sure you want to bring them to this? There's rape."
Oh shit.
And she fucking put him on the spot in front of the whole line of people behind us. And he just looked at me like all pissed. He's like, "Oh, I really shouldn't," but he's like, "Yeah." So he went.
Embarrassed dad. Love
Yeah.
it.
He loved that shit though. He enjoyed it,
Yeah,
you know.
of course.
It's super funny. All right, what's your most embarrassing moment? Besides the shit puddle.
I was gonna say the shit puddle was pretty embarrassing. My most embarrassing moment. I had a moment a couple of years ago with a coworker that she was talking about the Book of Mormon, and I was like, "Oh fuck yeah! Like that's a great play. Like I really want to see that." And I started like talking shit and like talking about it, and then I like quickly realized she's actually Mormon, and she was talking about the Book of Mormon, and I was like, "Oh fuck!"
Oh
Like
no.
I'm the asshole.
Oh, was
It
she
kind
from
of like
Utah
ruined.
by chance?
No, she's from here. She was just like I in my mind I'm like, oh yeah, that's hilarious, and like started talking shit about it, and I'm like, and I really quickly realized I'm just like pissing this girl off, and I was like, oh shit, she's actually Mormon, like I'm a dick, like all right.
Did you explain yourself, or did you feel like you didn't have to?
I explained myself, and she was cool with it afterwards, but like I definitely
Wow.
made a super awkward day at work, that is for damn sure.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, there was a time there was this girl that was over my house like a long time ago, and I didn't know she was like crazy religious. And you remember like fucking Ebombs World?
Oh yeah.
Like what those websites are like. What was the other one? New Junk or
Yeah, there was Ebombs
something junk.
World, there's yeah,
Funny junk. Funny junk.
fucking Funny Junk. Yeah, that's what it was.
Funnyjunk.com. I think it was on there or something. There was like these little quizzes you could take, and there was one for like heaven and hell, like if you were going to heaven or hell. And I had her take it because I thought it was funny. And at the end, this thing like jumps out and scares the shit out of you, and it's like super like satanic.
Demon face. Yeah.
And she like ran out of the room and went into the bathroom and cried.
Oh my
And
God.
I was like, "What's going on?" And she
You should
was
have
like,
ran in and said, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
"Yeah, right." I didn't know she was like crazy religious, and she was like super offended. I was like, "Wow, that's mad funny."
I mean, yeah, get a sense of humor.
Yeah, right. Grow the fuck up. I don't know. Okay. What's your favorite video game?
Dude, that's a hard one too, because I've played a lot of games over the years.
It's got to be Mario Party.
No, I was never really a big fan of Mario Party, dude. Maybe just because I was never really good at it. It was
Yeah.
like playing Smash Brothers. I was just never really good at it.
Right. Yeah, that makes a
But
difference.
probably the Final Fantasy franchise.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was obsessed with that as a kid, and I still like I just finished Final Fantasy 16 last week, and I
Right.
was like, yeah, like probably that. Yeah.
I never actually owned those, but I remember playing it at somebody's house in like 2004, 5 or something. And I remember didn't they have like Jack Skellington in one of them? And you could like get all the weird like Disney
That was
characters.
so that was fuck, what was the name of that game? It was made by the same people, and it had some Final Fantasy characters in
Oh,
it.
Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts. That's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah,
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 okay,
yeah.
okay. Yeah, I remember Final Fantasy too. I don't think I played that one though. Yeah, you're right. It was Kingdom of Hearts.
If you like very long storylines that are drawn out, and yeah, they're fun games.
Yeah, I'm good. I just like fucking skating and I'm like Pro Skater 3.
There you go. Fuck yeah.
I mean, I like a good campaign, but not if it's like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, this one took me like 40 hours.
Once you're like not good at something, you just can't do it. It's just like I give
Yeah,
up.
fully,
Yeah.
yeah.
All right, we got a couple more. Let's see here. We got wildest thing that happened during a This Time Next Year set.
Wildest thing that happened.
Did you ever get a set like shut down by police?
We had a show in LA that got shut down and moved to. We had a show in LA, on that first tour I did with Story that got shut down and got moved to a house, like a
Okay.
random house show in LA.
Yeah.
And we got there and went and set up on like a deck outside in the backyard. We played outside, which was pretty rad.
Yeah.
And we're like, it wasn't during the set, I guess, but we were like trying to just go to the bathroom. We're like, we don't want to piss on the side of your house. Can we just like go inside and go to the bathroom? And these guys were like guarding the doors, like nobody can go inside. Like, no, you can't go inside. We're like, what? We're playing here. Can we just
Yeah.
fucking, can you at least let the bands go inside and like go to the bathroom? Like, wouldn't do it. And eventually they like let I think one of us or two of us inside to use the restroom, and we quickly realized the whole house was just a grow house in the middle of LA. So they were just like guarding the whole place. We're like, holy shit, we're literally just playing a show at a drug house. Like, this is
I love
sick.
that. That's so awesome. What's your favorite This Time Next Year song?
Good question.
From the first record, No Bread, A Broken Glass for me. And then the other
No
one.
Bed's a really good one.
I mean, Drop Out of Life is a fucking great song. Like, what a great opener that is.
Roadmaps had just some really, really good shit on it, though. That was like,
Yeah.
let me see.
They're both like kind of
It's been
different
so
though.
long.
Yeah.
They're totally different.
I like Modern Day Love Story a lot.
Modern Day Love Story is probably my favorite one on that record, just because it has more of that like 90s twang kind of to it, which
Yeah.
was I liked a lot.
Spoon Tonic too.
Spoontonic's cool, dude. You know, that song's actually named after a local bar here in Walnut Creek
Yeah,
that we
I
used to
did know
all go
that.
and like hang out at.
I did know that
They
because I
ended up,
looked it up recently. I was like, what is this? What does this even mean?
yeah, they I haven't been there in a long time, but they were fucking cool back in the day. They hosted our CD release party there because we
Oh,
like
wow.
named the song after them and shit, and it was pretty rad.
That's sick.
But probably.
I didn't even think you guys would have played that one live. Did you play that one?
Smootonic? I think we
Yeah.
played it like once.
Yeah.
I think we played it like one time, yeah. I would say
Yeah.
probably No Better Broken Glass was probably my favorite song.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. From the record that I did with them,
Yeah.
probably Modern Day Love Story or Get It Got It Good, just because it was the one
Yeah.
fast punk song that we did on the record that was like fun.
Yeah, for sure. I like Note 2 and the last one. This Is an Airport Train, I think.
This
Yeah.
is an airport train. It was cool.
They're all good. They're all good, dude. Such a solid record. Favorite Grayed Out song.
One thing you'll know about me is I'm the worst when it comes to song titles. Like even my favorite bands, like even AFI songs, like what's your favorite song? I'm like, if I listen to it, I could tell you, but song
Yeah.
titles, I couldn't fucking tell you.
I mean, Broken Like an Arrow is pretty fucking great.
I would say that the newer songs that we did were probably the best songs that we did for sure. But on that first EP, there was what the fuck song?
Dante versus the World.
I think Dante or Mea Culpa. Mea Culpa was really fucking cool. I really like
Yeah.
the song a lot.
Great. Yeah. All right. And then Resent. There must be a good Resent.
Dude, those last songs that we did, like,
Yeah.
were fucking
Crazy.
probably my favorite that I've done in a long time.
Yeah.
Me think.
I don't remember. There was
Like I
like
said,
one, No Peace or No Unity or something. I can't remember what it's called.
No Peace was sick.
Yeah.
That was on the first EP we did.
Oh, was it? Okay. I love the recent ones, though. Yeah, I forgot the
I think
titles.
Break the Chain was probably like my favorite one from like the most
Yeah.
recent one.
Yeah, that shit goes hard. What's your biggest regret?
My biggest regret.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
You don't have any, don't worry about it.
I don't really have any like big regrets, man. I mean, like outside of like not continuing to like be like tour serious about music like
Yeah.
over the years, like I mean, like that's not really a regret either. Like I did what I had to do. I, you know,
Yeah.
have a wife. I have a fucking, you know, a life now that's like outside of that.
Yeah.
I don't really have any like big regrets like that, man, which I'm happy about. I'm glad I don't.
That's good. And what are you most proud of?
I know this is gonna sound cheesy, but myself and my situation. I went through a lot of hard shit as a kid, that I won't get into because it's fucking depressing.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
I know a lot of people that I grew up with that did not make it out of this world, right?
Right.
And luckily I had a family that kept my head on my shoulders, and you know,
That's
I'm
good.
not a huge fuck up, so that's a
Yeah.
rarity in my family, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah. Well, dude, thank you so much for doing this. I would
Thank
say
you, man.
I would say, where can your fans find you? But I know you're not big into social media, right?
No, I mean, I have an Instagram page. I have a Facebook, but I don't ever look at it. But yeah, I don't have a Twitter. I don't have a TikTok. Rest in peace, TikTok.
What the fuck is that all about? So that's banned in the US now?
As of January, banned in the US.
Wait, so, oh, as of this January or upcoming January?
Upcoming January. So they just signed
Oh.
it in, but come January, it's going to be cut off, apparently.
So we can still pop off on there for a little bit.
Dude, it's going to be wild in for the next, 8 months or 6 months, whatever. But, like, shit, maybe I should sign up for 6 months.
Yeah, push the music. Push the music, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I have an Instagram page, but that's really about the only thing I really fuck with.
Fuck yeah. Well, dude, thank you so much for doing this.
Man, I'm a hero. See, I need a hero to keep from dying.